let me ask you anyway. Have you ever heard of having any kind of container that you could keep inside your house that you put your coal in if you were using coal?
A coal bin?
Just a coal bin.
All I know of that. Coal bin. Wood box. We call it wood place. Where you put the wood. Keep the trash off the floor. Mm. Yeah.
Ever heard people talk about a coal scuttle?
Coal shuttle?
Yes, sir.
I don't know nothing about that. I've heard them talk about it. A coal shovel, a shovel of coal with, yeah.
Right.
That's what you thinking about, I guess. Right. Where you picked it up and throw it. Now, we used to use that to feed that old oil mill boiler down there. We shovel the coal in with what's called a coal scoop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see. You know, when you were talking about tools and things around the yard, did you have this thing that, had one wheel down front and two long handles and you could kind of pick up on it and carry things around in it like that?
Wheel bar?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I made a mean one there. And the blacksmith shop for people. Make them out of wood or make them out of steel, either way.
Mm-hmm. I see. Had a big old metal wheel on it?
Yeah, about that oil pin from about way up to about that size. Mm-hmm. Bigger the wheel, easier they rolled.
I see. You know, talking about heating the house, say if you had a wood burning stove, what did you call that pipe that runs from the stove up to the chimney?
Stove pipe?
That was just a stove pipe. Now was there, what about the inside part of the chimney? Was that called anything in particular?
Well, the inside part is called where the soot and all the smoke goes up. It's called a smokestack, all I know, to the chimney.
I see. Well, what was the flue?
Well, that was for a wood stove. It'd be up in the top of the ceiling, and the chimney's on the side, you see,
mm-hmm.
of the house. And the flue is up there, goes through, pipe runs up to it, from the stove runs up to the flue, and then the flue carries it on through the top of the house and outside.
I see. Well, say if, you know, a farmer wanted to put an edge on his axe, this big old round rock that turns around that he might sharpen it on, what did he call that?
Grindstone.
Oh.
I turned them a many time when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And I got big enough to make me some money, I bought me a little old Emery wheel. And I sharpened axes on that thing. It's much faster.
Were those grind rocks, were they pedal operated or what?
Some of them were, yeah. Some of them were pedal operated.
I see.
Some of them had a water bucket up on them. You had to put water on them grindstones, didn't it? Mud over.
Mm-hmm.
Get so much ground up rock off them, you know. It cut better wet than it did dry anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Well, was there some kind of stone, maybe a small one, that you could hold in your hand and put a fine edge on a knife or something?
Called a wet rock, yeah.
That's a wet rock.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, say if, let me ask you this, you know, if a person's car started squeaking pretty badly, he might take it into the gas station and tell the man to put it up on a rack and do what to it?
Check it, see what's the matter with it.
Uh-huh.
But as a rule, they didn't put it on a rack. You had what a man called a mechanic. And if he was a mechanic, he could tell what was the matter with it right there on the ground. Mm-hmm. He might put it on a rack to get under it to work on it.
I see.
But he could tell pretty well what the matter was on the ground. Them old-timey cars now, these new ones, I don't know about them. I don't know anything about them. I worked with them old-timey cars for about 20 years.
Uh-huh. Well, what could you do to it to cut out some of that squeaking, you reckon?
Most of the time, them old-timey cars, you grease someplace on them.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the time. Not always, but most of the time you did.
When you were doing that, did you ever get that stuff all over your hands and get your
Oh
hands
Lord, over? you didn't get nowhere. You greased all over hands, body, and everywhere else. It'll soak right on through your clothes just like it wasn't there. I never got on them in it. You couldn't pull grease without getting on it.
Well, what do you call that inside part of the tire that inflates? That's the
inner tube?
A lot of cars don't have that now, do they?
No. They have what's called tubeless inner tubes. Tubeless tire. Yeah. They have a spout that they put in the tire and bring it out through that hole where they used to take the tube stand out.